Greetings. Welcome to this Board of Trustees meeting, Tuesday, July 21st. We may still be waiting for a few people. But since it's a bit after six, I'm going to recommend that
we have a quorum.
Yes,
we do have a quorum. And okay. I will call this meeting to order. And I am going to ask, because our connection is a little dicey for some of us, that everybody mute themselves unless they have permission to speak or if we're doing a roll call. So please mute yourself. Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Dave. I may have to leave early, so just so you're aware of that. So.
Okay, thanks, Dave. And just recognizing that Zoom meetings are different and they're a bit difficult, but some of us are doing them all day depending on your line of work. So we're doing the best we can. Jay, am I still garbled a bit?
No, you're sounding good now.
Okay, yes. I find if everyone mutes, then everyone's voice is clearer when they do speak. So please mute your call if you're able to. The only other thing that I'd like to say is welcome to this meeting. Couple things. We've got a full agenda. I'm going to move us through things pretty quickly, like approval of minutes and your consent agenda. Those are all things that I will hope we have browsed at in advance of this. So we will take those in one motion. Otherwise, it's very lengthy meeting. And those are our regular, you know, Robert's Rules types things with your minutes and your consent items. We can take those in one. The other thing I'd like us all to be mindful of is we have board members that are very active, that speak often, such as myself. Obviously, I'm much more of an extrovert. My thoughts come to me fairly quickly, so I'm quick to speak. And we have others that hold back a bit. And when you're on a Zoom call, I feel that's impacted even more. So I'm going to ask people like myself, if you can, when we open it up for discussion, that Karen gave me these words today that she heard at a meeting, take space and make space. So those of us like Lisa, like me, who just likes to blurt out and have the floor, or I think, you know, things come out, I'm going to try to take space so I can make space for others that wish to speak. So just be conscientious of that. After today, please let me know if there's any needs or requests that you want at this board table. I do think we'll be meeting like this for a while, so keep that in mind. So ask for what you need as a board member to be on these agendas. If something is missing, if we're not covering what you need, let me know, let Karen know, so we can make sure board members' needs are being met during all of this. Okay. I am getting messages that I'm having audio problems. So I'm going to just keep going. So on to agenda item number two, I would ask for a motion to approve the agenda. We do have one addition. I would like to add at 3.3, the executive committee meetings minutes. Executive committee met on July 5th. Those minutes were emailed to you today about 3:30. So if you got a chance to peek at those, that we went immediately into closed session with our attorney client privilege with the lawsuit that is happening right now. So those meeting minutes were emailed to you. So that will be item 3.3. So with that change and no others, I would like a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Second.
Motion's made by Ms. Michael Potter, seconded, I think, by Wayne. Did I hear Wayne?
Yes, correct.
If not.
Okay. Okay. So, and then Patty will call the roll call. So this is where you'll want to unmute yourself so this can go quickly.
Madam Chair, if I may, Dave?
Yes.
Karen, is that attorney-client privilege information, the minutes of our closed session?
The attorney has helped us draft them.
Pardon?
The attorney helped us draft what's here.
Okay.
And I can put them on the screen if anyone needs to view them.
Are you ready?
Okay, so Madam Chair. A roll call for an approval. We're just approving the agenda right now. So please, Patty, take the roll call.
Okay. Surya?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, so we'll be moving on to agenda item number 3. That is the approval of the minutes from the May 19th board meeting, the May 19th personnel meeting, and the July 15th executive committee meeting. So I'd be open to a motion.
This is Ed. Move for approval.
Randy seconds. Oh.
Ed and Randy.
Do we hold up our hands or
whatever? Mary, you have a question?
We hold up our hands or we
Well,
speak.
I can't see because there's something on the screen now. I can't see if holding your hands. So now I can see you. Do you have a question?
No, I was going to move.
Oh, okay. Yes, when there's a full screen, I can see everyone, but because the agenda was on the screen or the minutes, I couldn't see everyone, so.
All right, thank you.
So, Patty, if you'll take that roll call.
Okay, and this is for all 3 minutes, right?
Correct.
Okay, Surya?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
And Brandy?
Aye.
That's good.
Okay, thank you, Patty. So moving on to number 4, public open forum. Do we have any comments?
There is just Julie Schmitz as an attendee at this point, and she told me she's just here to listen to the conversation. So,
okay, great. So we'll move on to number 5, the financials. Can we take both of these together? The financials also were in your board packet. We can take these both at the same time, so I'd be open to a motion to approve 5.1 and 5.2. Motion made by Mary, seconded by Michael. Any questions? Hearing none, please, Patty, we'll run the roll.
All right, Surya.
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary? You can, if you wave, I got it.
Yeah. Mary, you're muted.
Yep.
Am I there?
Yes.
Yeah. I say aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty. Moving on to agenda item number 6, it is our consent agenda. Two items under this, 6.1 and 2, Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the work schedule for 2021. I'd be open to a motion to approve those.
Madam Chair, I'll make that motion, Randy, to approve both 6.1 and 6.2.
This is Ed.
Seconded. Randy? You couldn't hear me.
Seconded by about 4 people.
I think I heard Ed first because I wasn't watching.
Okay, was Ed fun. Seconded.
Okay.
So any questions? Okay, Patty will run the roll.
Surya.
Aye.
Wayne.
Aye.
Jeff.
Aye.
Jane. Jane.
Aye.
Mary.
Aye.
Melissa.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. So moving on to agenda item number 7, communications. And 8 presentations. Is this where we were going to talk about the emails, Karen? Thank you.
Yes.
I'm like, oh. Okay, so many of you got, or a number of you got, I can't remember who got what, but there were 2 emails that came last night. One about mask wearing and staff at our various branches. And then the second one was from one of our unions, leadership asking that we make a statement with regard to race relationship and a number of other things. So, I wanted to just acknowledge that those both came to us last night late. As you know, St. Cloud has moved as a city on mandatory mask wearing. Our other communities, I don't think have. Karen also sent something out to all of you with regard to mask and staff. So I just wanted to acknowledge receipt of both of those. Karen also has some to add in her report about the race relations and things that leadership is doing with regard to the library. I don't know that we have the time today to address either of these as a board, but I wanted just to acknowledge that and open it up for brief comments. And I know this could open up a lot. So I see Lee. Lee is, yes, Lee.
I move that both items be put on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay, a motion's been made.
That I'll both second items, that.
Yeah.
And seconded by Ed. Any other discussion?
Question, Madam Chair. What does that mean?
It means we talk about it at the next meeting.
Like what?
Whatever you want to say.
About what?
about the emails we got. Here's a point I'm making. If you get an email the night before the meeting and then you're on the agenda, no, we need a better system than that. So you got the emails, you can form your opinions, but I'm not prepared to talk about them now.
The mask issue, and
I'm going to take comments from other people. So Zuria, I see your hand was raised.
I just want to say that as a community member, I was very concerned when the school district did not make a statement after George Floyd's murder. And I think as an organization, we have an obligation to make that statement. The further we delay it, the more the issue becomes enhanced. And I actually feel that we should have done something sooner. So I do think that that is an issue that cannot be postponed about the statement.
Madam Chair.
Mary, I'm going to recognize other people. So just a minute, please, okay?
Yeah.
George?
I agree with Lee. This is like a powder keg issue, and we could spend the next 2 hours talking about it. And I think we should postpone this.
Carlin?
I just want to second Zuria on this one, that I do think that speaking on this sooner rather than later shows the seriousness with which the board is taking such matters. So I agree that addressing this now rather than putting it off until the September meeting would be wise in a number of ways.
JC?
I'd just like to add, I agree. I think that we ought to have some sort of statement on race and on mask wearing, both, and sooner rather than later. But I also think that Lee was correct in saying to have something come up the night before a meeting and then try to decide at that next meeting is a little too soon. So is there a way, could we have a meeting in between now and September to talk about both of those things? A special meeting?
Lisa, we do have a work session on the calendar for August. We hadn't had anything planned, so it's possible to take that if the board chooses.
Okay, other comments?
Madam Chair, it's Dave. Would that be something the executive committee would work on?
Oh.
That's one thought. Other comments?
Madam Chair.
Ed?
Well, I totally agree with Lisa or with Lee on that, you know, throughout the things you do on a board, you can't have an email come the night before and have great thought put into how you make that statement, especially in a matter like this. So I just think that maybe we do it on the work session night, or like one of them said, have the executive committee go through and try to sort this out a little bit or something. I know we have a motion and a second for this. You know, everybody's going to have an opinion on it, and I think, you know, it needs to be addressed, but not in this short notice. We can make the wrong statement at the wrong time, and we need to have some serious thought put into this before we do that.
And if I may, this is definitely the leadership team and the planning team and other parts of our organization have had some discussions on this. So this is not the first discussion. This is the first time somebody has asked the board to consider it. So, and also this all just didn't happen yesterday. So this has been going on for a while. So I want to acknowledge the comments on people saying that they think maybe we should have gotten something out even by now. So a few other comments, Wayne.
Madam Chair.
Mary, I see you. I'm
right.
Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne is
Thank
next.
You.
Okay. And Madam Chair, yes, we know the seriousness is it appropriate to make a statement that it's being addressed as soon as possible so that we can get all appropriate comment Nobody's looking to postpone this. But at the same time, Zuria's point, it should be addressed as quickly as possible. But if anybody's questioning the board or the organization, having a posted comment on our website, is that appropriate or is that too hastily handled?
Well, and there have been, Karen put out, and I know she copied the board on that, what she shared with staff shortly after George Floyd's murder. So it's like I want board members really look back through your emails. It's not like this is the first, this is coming up. So as a board, yes, this is a first. So Mary, you had a comment?
Well, I just kind of wish to agree with the people who, and I forget who, Lee, for one, have said, you know, we got this, all this crap last night, and not that it's new, but we should consider our position. And there are two or three or even four sides to every story. So we should consider them all. That's my point.
Any other comments?
Zuria's got one.
Pardon me?
Zuria?
I just want to say that I strongly object to Mary calling it as crap. As a person of color, this is something I live through every day. And this is why I joined the board, because this is what all boards are made up of, Caucasian people, and our voices are not heard. The fact that it's been 2 months and we haven't said anything, to me, sounds ridiculous. We should have said something in the first week. And I strongly object to her statement of calling it crap and having different views. There's only one view. This was something which was wrong.
Madam Chair.
Carlin?
I again second Zuria. And I also think that the statement that the union came out with was a strong statement that did not seem especially controversial in what they're saying that we are committing to. So I still think that we should address this sooner rather than later. And I think that when we do, what the union has laid out does a lot to reaffirm the values of the library. So I just want to hold up that there is already something that is really solid in front of us to work with.
And I, earlier today, I took the statement that the union put out and put it next to the Great River Regional Library, I don't know what they call them, but the statements of what we believe in and who we are. And yes, I would agree with Carlin. It wasn't, it was about what we're about as a library. So there's a motion and a second to... Remind me, Lee, what did you say, or Patty?
Lee had stated, let's see, I'm gonna look back where my notes are here.
Postpone.
To move that both items to put on the agenda at our next meeting. I didn't catch that it was specified for a specific month. So it was a pretty brief statement.
So our next meeting scheduled is when?
August work session. Should we go with that date?
August 18th would be the work session. I believe on the agenda we put the September meeting with the assumption that we would be doing regular meetings only, but this certainly could be a work session topic.
August 18th work session. I have a hard time. I would have a hard time imagining this discussion happening by Zoom with this many people, to be totally frank. This is very difficult even just to have a business meeting much less a topic. So I'm trying to envision what that could look at like differently. So that's what I'm trying to get my head wrapped around right now. This format just, so I would be more comfortable with a smaller group working on it. I'm not certain that the executive committee needs to be that group. I don't have strong feelings about that.
The board chair has the ability to appoint committees. So we could have a committee of a handful, less than a quorum of either any of the committees or the board to work on it with management as an option.
And our quorum is how many?
It's 7 of the full board, but we should be careful about finance, executive, and personnel. If it's open to the public, it's not as much of an issue, but if we want a small group working in between meetings behind the scenes, it should be a smaller group of people. And that's okay. 3 or 4.
Okay.
3 or 4?
Mm-hmm. That's what security committee is. That's what union negotiations is too.
Okay. Well, we should vote on the motion.
What was the motion?
George, stand up.
Okay, thank you. I only see like 9 people. So okay. Staff, thank you for helping me notice hands up. George?
And here's George. So are we absolutely prohibited from having an in-person session?
I wasn't able to hear
boards,
that.
County boards are having in-person sessions. I'm a township supervisor. We're having in-person sessions. Are we absolutely prohibited from having an in-person session?
We're not absolutely prohibited, but it would require everyone attending in person. Technologically, we don't have the equipment or the setup to do a mixed setting.
Think the difference for us is our number of people on this board. And if we wanted to include staff at all, things like that, we could do it, but we couldn't do a combination. And there are certain people that are not wanting to meet in person right now.
Well, my other comment would be, do we have to have all the staff? Or do we have to have the people that don't want to participate because they're afraid because of the virus? I mean, if you're going to whittle the group down to 4 people, let's get enough people there to have a good discussion about this thing. Because there's varying opinions. I know there is.
I do too.
Madam Chair, I'm with George. Do a quorum call. See how many people want to come in person. And sort it out from there.
We will have to have the ability to allow public access in person as well. So that's something we'd have to work out.
That's still doable, Karen, right?
We can make anything happen. At this point, I'm not afraid of it anyway.
We knew it. Not a girl.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Ed.
Karen, we don't have the ability to meet in person and have people call in?
It would probably take a lot of setup because of the way we record meetings and post them, and then also how we would handle public access to the space. Because if you're open to the public, you have to allow public attendance in person. And if we have to limit the number of people in the room and more people want to attend than what you have space, you have to pick and choose who can come somehow.
Because at our county board meetings, we did that. We open it up, but if we had public hearings and that, we told them that we would allow so many in, and you'd have to either stay in the hall or stay in your car until we ask you to come in. I mean, there's ways to get around this.
There is, but we're all currently using the front doors for curbside services and letting people into the library for computer access. So it would add a layer to the service element too.
Would the Mississippi room be available?
We'll have to move our quarantined materials out.
I know it's packed right now with quarantine materials also. So we have some challenges.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mary.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize for my use of inappropriate language, for one thing. But I do want all sides to be heard. And I'm not in favor of a small group. I think a larger group is good. And I think, George, you said that. Not just four people, five people, or the executive committee.
Okay, so the motion on the table is to gather at our next in August to have this discussion. So we're going to vote on that motion. And it sounds like what I'm hearing is that we all want to be a part of this. And so then I'll ask staff if that's our wish to make the Mississippi Room work. So Patty, will you take the roll call?
Could you first remind me who seconded that motion?
I think it was Ed.
Ed.
Correct.
Okay. I want to just clarify what the vote is, that we're going to meet in person in August for a work session. Is that what the vote is?
Yes.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, what is the motion? What are we doing in August?
To discuss the two topics that we've been, the mask wearing and making a statement.
About?
Race relations. The email that you got today, that was what the union asked us to do.
Thank you.
Okay, Patty, will you take the roll?
I will. Zuria?
Nay.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Nay.
Dave?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Lee?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy? Looks like he might have stepped away.
Randy, let's hear it again. You were too quick.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
That was my mistake. Okay.
So I have 13 in favor, 2 opposed.
So the motion carries. So at the August 18th meeting, 6 o'clock p.m., we will have a workshop regarding these two topics at the Mississippi Room in person in St. Cloud. Thank you. We are going to move on to number 9, staff reports. And again, you got these in your packet, so I'm going to appreciate that everyone read them, and I'm going to turn it over to Karen to highlight a few items.
All right, thanks, Lisa. I'm going to try to run through them very quickly, but these are all additions to the packet that you should be aware of. First, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Toolkit that we subscribe to through the Charities Review Council is one of the actions we plan to take to address issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion at Great River Regional Library. Part of that toolkit asks that you appoint an executive advocate, and in working with the Charities Review Council, they did suggest that executive advocate be a board member. So I was hoping that at least one member of the board, preferably one, so that would be the person who would report back to the board as we begin this work internally. kind of works with us as we work through the toolkit. And the toolkit is actually a set of surveys that's administered to the board, to stakeholders, so like our donors and friends groups, to patrons, and to staff, to measure different areas of diversity, equity, and inclusion, to see where the gaps are between the audiences, and then to measure progress on the benchmarks over time. We have a subscription that goes for 3 years, and so this will be a long-term project that will likely align with our strategic planning. So when I'm done doing the report, I'll ask the question of who wants to do that, but think about whether you would want to participate or have more information to serve as the executive advocate. And on that line, I sent out information about A Good Time for the Truth. It is the one book, one Minnesota statewide read. So I encourage you to take part in that by reading through the book. It's an anthology with a lot of different voices of people of color from the state of Minnesota. It's very powerful. My mom read it. She thought it was really thought-provoking. So it's got my mom's seal of the approval as well. So if you want to participate in projects around this, I'd be interested in hearing what you would like to see. I know Carlin was in on the State Library Services call. So thank you, Carlin, for participating in that. On two unrelated topics, our legacy funding, we received notice that we will be receiving about 14% less for fiscal year 2021. While that's a major reduction in funding because we're not actually doing programs in person at this time, we don't think it'll greatly impact our overall programming service levels in the short term. And then I also am sad to announce that Rachel Thomas, our patron services supervisor, who oversees most of our northern branches, is going to be leaving our leadership team. She has been offered a one-year librarian position at Lake Superior College in Duluth, and then after that intends to do a long hike, a six-month hike. If you remember, she's a big hiker. So it allows her to pursue her passions, and we're going to miss her very much. She's been a very talented young woman who's been part of our leadership team for 5 years. So that's going to be a big transition for us, and we'll be thinking about how we handle that vacancy in the short term and in the long term. So that's the news. That is not in your report, but if you have thought about the executive advocate, I'd be really excited if somebody wanted to start working with me on that project as soon as tomorrow. I think the next step will be just talking through the toolkit and then figuring out who else should be on that team as we move the project forward.
So thanks, Karen, for that report. So is there anyone that would be interested in being that executive advocate for the diversity, equity, and inclusion project that Karen has been working on, or would greatly like more information? Zuria?
Yes, I would like more information in terms of time commitment. Are you looking at? I would love to do this, but I do have to be careful about how much commitment it requires. And I think my board term limit is ending this year. I'm not sure how long that is for, so that is another question that I had.
Okay, thanks, Zuria. And also Carlin's hand was up.
I am also interested, but have a similar question about time commitment.
Okay. I would love
so Karen.
I'll connect with you both. Maybe we can do a conference call if your times align. How about that?
Yeah, and if possible, I'd like to be looped into that conference call.
Sure.
Okay. Anyone else? Thank you, Carlin and Zuria, for stepping up for that. Any other questions with regard to Karen's report?
This is George. Karen, if you could, I'd like to be in the conference call too and just hear about it a little bit more.
Oh, sure. Thank you. That would be great. Okay.
George, I'm sorry I missed you.
No, you didn't notice me. That's fine. Thanks.
Okay. I apologize. I see the same 9 people all the time, so I'm missing like 2 full screens of people.
Mary has a question.
Mary.
Oh, you gotta unmute, Mary. Try unmuting. I'm gonna push the button again. Here you go. Try that. There you go.
Got it? Yeah. All right. Well, I would agree with George. I would like more information.
Okay,
so we'll loop Mary in also on that. Okay, so moving on to number 10, committee reports. Ed, if you want to give the Finance Committee report.
Okay, the Finance Committee met at 5:30 this evening, and we had a couple of approval items. One was the second quarter financial report, which was in your packet. And then we approved that, and we approved the 2021 budget proposal and had discussion on that. So I move for adoption of the financial report.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Jeff Bertram.
Thanks, Jeff. Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Mary?
What was the nature of your discussion?
Pretty much what we had in the...
What we've all heard before.
Right, pretty much what we've heard before. You know, what goes out to the counties for signatory proposals and stuff like that.
And the counties are okay?
Well, they haven't seen it
so
yet.
So far. So far, so good.
Right. You know, there's all the commissioners are on this, so, you know, they're the ones that are going to sell it.
Well, I hope your sales.
Yeah, most
of those are good.
Started.
Right. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, we have a motion and second. Patty, if you could take the roll.
Will, let's see. Let's start with Zuria.
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jeff?
Aye.
Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
George?
Yes, aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Dave?
He did. He had to leave early, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's still connected, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying trying to get unmuted. Sorry, I gotta go. So thank you. I'll vote aye.
All right, got it. Lee.
Aye.
Ed.
Aye.
Michael.
Aye.
JC.
Aye.
Randy.
Aye.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, Jeff Bertram, I'm going to be leaving the meeting. Mitchell had a baseball game that wasn't planned for, so I'm going to attend that. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Let us know if you need anything between times. Thank you.
Thanks.
Item number 10.2, Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange Board. Do we have a report on that?
Would be Jane or Lee or Mary. Jane's waving her hand.
Okay, Jane.
You gotta unmute, Jane. There you go.
We did have a meeting on June 10th by Zoom. The CMLE staff continues to work from home. Our 2020 budget was approved. All our virtual reality kits have been returned from the schools and are being cleaned and updated presently. They need to be reprogrammed for next year, so they're ready for the new school year, hopefully. And then there's going to be a lot of new guidelines for the VR kits about how to use them, socially distancing when they're using them, and the enhanced cleaning. We're in the process of making mini grants instead of scholarships, and that'll be brought back to our board in the September meeting. No new podcasts are being made at this time, but there's still the old ones, or existing ones are still being watched quite a bit. Mary Jordan is sending us monthly updates about what's going on, and we're looking for more board members since Randy is not returning after his one meeting. And we are very thankful that Mary Eberle has agreed to stay on after completing her term. And Chair Carla will be stepping down from the board, and hopefully Karen will be rejoining us. Is that correct, Karen? So, and that's all. And then our next meeting is coming up in September, the 9th. And that's all I have. Anything from Lee or Mary or Carlin on anything I might have missed? Anybody waving? I can't really see anybody personally. I can see Karen. That's it. And she's saying yes, she's going to be joining.
Of how challenging it is to get library professionals to agree on anything.
Okay, thanks, Lee. We're going to move on to number 11. Thank you, Jane, for that report. 11.1 is budget proposal and discussion. And I'll turn this over to Karen.
Sure. Erin is on the call if you have specific questions.
Or Erin.
It's fine. I can take it. We presented this to the Great River Board. It is the same budget that you took a look at in May as a preliminary. There's been no changes to that. And it is a slight reduction to the counties overall because we are using our reserves, which was something we talked about even before COVID hit. So it is pretty much what we talked about in May. If anyone has any questions, we're happy to answer them.
Okay, so that budget was in your packet and the Finance Committee approved that today to forward to the full board. So I'd be an open to a motion.
I so move, Madam Chair.
Second. Motion made by Ed. Is there a second?
Madam Chair, second.
Seconded by Mary. And any discussion?
Question, Madam Chair.
Mary?
So we are dipping into our reserves by 350,000.
It's total of 350,000. 100,000 of that came from last year's surplus.
Yeah.
The other 250 came from this year's cash reserve. If you remember the audit from May, we actually had 7 months of reserve after the last audit. Our goal is to get to 5.5 months of reserve, and that's going to take several years to get to that point.
All right. Thank you.
Other questions? Hearing, seeing none, Patty, will you take the roll call?
I will. Just a moment here. All right. Zuria?
Aye.
Wayne?
Aye.
Jeff? Okay, Jane?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
I think she said aye.
Aye.
Okay. Her finger was faster than the mic.
I'll call him.
Lee?
Aye.
Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, item number 11.2, the Sartell Alternative Library Services Agreement, also in your packet. We've discussed this a bit. I'll turn it over briefly to Karen.
Right. This is the same agreement we discussed when the new city administrator from Sartell, Anna Gruber, was with us in May. The city council has approved a one-year extension to the agreement. It would get us all the way through the next fiscal year for us, so we would have time to figure out what the next steps would be with the system.
So I'd be open to a motion.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
The motion to do what?
To pass the agreement with the city of Sartell for another year.
I'll move that.
Item 11.2, to approve the extension of the Sartell Alternative Services Agreement through December 2021.
I'll move that, Madam Chair.
Okay, motion made.
I'll second it.
George, Jane, wave in her hand.
Who is?
Jane. Jane's desperately wanting to second.
Okay, sorry, Jane. George seconded. Any other discussion? I need a different computer for this large group. So hearing and seeing none, Patty, if you'll take the roll.
I'll do that. Zuria.
Aye.
Wayne.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Mary.
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Carlin?
Aye.
Dave? Aye. Lee?
Aye.
Lee? Okay. Ed?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
JC?
Aye.
And Randy?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Patty. Moving on, 11.3 item, the St. Cloud Library lease proposal. Turn that over to Karen.
This one. This is the one that's been the toughest subject this month. so you can see how high it has risen. We've been going back and forth with the city of St. Cloud for several years on the lease proposal. And the most recent conversation was in regards to upgrading the AMHS. And some of this was included in the management reports. The AMHS has a computer that's running an older system software and is currently on our network. It is the city's computer, but it has to exist on our network in order to make the book sorter work. So we started talking with the city of Sartell about their responsibility to upgrade the computer. They have told us that it is not an emergency expenditure, and so they would not upgrade the computer. And we went ahead to start ordering work on that because it is something we need in order to be able to operate the library and serve patrons. So we're going to have to sort that out at the end of the year. As a result of those conversations, the city did finally send us a new lease proposal. If you recall, last year they sent us a lease proposal in July. It had issues. It was asking for 100% contribution by the end of the lease toward the AMHS. It did not acknowledge the city's responsibility around maintenance of effort and was asking for some increases to overhead. This proposal includes all of those provisions that we've had issues with, and then also asks us to absorb 100% of the custodial salaries. I've asked the city their reasoning for this. They have reduced a large number of their staff because they have seen a major budget shortfall this year as a result of COVID. A lot of their budget is dependent on sales tax revenue from the retail and hospitality sector and parking fees. So you can see why that would have had a pretty dramatic impact in the first year of the pandemic. That being said, they've asked us to reduce the custodians' time in order to reduce their amount owed for supporting the St. Cloud Public Library. And you can see how that might be problematic in an environment where we have to clean everything more. So rather than debate that point, they've asked us to take the custodians on it 100%. And that was their counter proposal. I asked Lisa what she wanted us to do with it at this point, because we were just going to talk about the lease as unfinished business. And we opted to put this in the packet so you could see what the proposal actually looks like. We did not put this as action requested approved because I'm not confident this is the best deal that we can work out with the city of St. Cloud. But it is very time consuming working on these issues, and it's frustrating because when I'm on the phone talking about what the proposal will look like when they send it to us and what they send, it's not the same thing. And that's been particularly frustrating. So I don't know what other questions I can answer, but that's the background and how the document got in your packet today. The highlighted parts are the parts that they changed from our counterproposal, I think, back in 2018. I have not sent this over to legal counsel at this point because a lot of the issues were the same issues as they were a year ago. So I wanted to hear what the board wanted to do next.
So I'm going to open this to comments.
It looks like Wayne, Mary.
Wayne?
I'd like to at least make a motion to move this to the August work session for further discussion. Do we really need to move on it? It's maybe a good faith effort, but I think Lee's made the comment before, let it ride. But I do think it's important enough to, as a group, discuss it, and is now really the time to do it?
Did you make a motion, Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne, you cut out there at the end.
Okay.
I heard him say he made a motion to move this to the August work session for further discussion.
I'll second that.
That is correct.
So Wayne and Lee, Patty, I don't know if you caught those.
To move this also to the August work session.
Okay, and Lee seconded that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Other comments?
Yes, Madam Chair, the work session, are we okay to start this at 6, or are we going to need more time? That's all I had. You know where I'm going with this one.
I know where you're going, and I've thought the same thing, Randy. These are three heavy items now we have on the work session. That seems like a heavy lift for August. I'm wondering if this couldn't be a smaller group assigned to work with Karen on this with the city.
I think Ed's looking to unmute.
Yep, Ed? I did. Maybe I agree with Lisa, and you know, Randy's got some experience on that. Maybe what? Yeah, Lisa, do you think this would be something the executive committee could work on?
Yes, I think executive committee, or Randy's name was just in my mind. Oh, also. Yeah,
join the crowd.
Oh, so. Sure. Hey, Mike Potter can get in on this one too.
Yeah,
Madam Chair.
You know what? I would be happy to help Karen on this lease agreement if I can do anything. But I'd be happy just to try, I guess, or not try, but at least I'll just move forward with the lease agreement.
Okay, Mary.
I am just not happy with everything or many things going to only executive committee, no citizen input.
I'll point out that Carlin Forner is a citizen who serves on the executive committee. Just
of course. Thank you. That's one point.
Yeah, I appreciate the comment, but
there are others.
We do have Carlin does serve on executive for that reason. So any other comments?
One out of how many? Five, six.
So Wayne has motion that we move this to a work session. That I believe that's way too much for us to take on as this group and in August, but so I would recommend, if not the
you see you're cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, I did not hear that.
Work with them then.
And Madam Chair, I'm willing to retract the motion, but if this work group can pull some things together, does it make sense to bring it together at the work session? But I am willing to retract the motion.
Okay, Wayne. And who was your second?
Lee.
You can do that as long as I'll agree that you've got to pull some information together. How about making the work session the start, not the decision?
Okay, you cut out. Everybody that's not speaking, if they could mute their phones, because we're starting to lose our connection.
It looks like it's stabilized again.
Oh. Okay, well, what does somebody want?
If I may, Madam Chair, this is Randy. Oh, she can't hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Randy?
Oh, okay. Anyway, you know, again, I think what this is, and again, to Mary's point, is the executive committee, and you're right, Lisa, I think we should bring it down to a smaller work session. But again, if I'm assuming, you know, if we get five or six, we don't need all to be the executive committee. We could maybe, okay, if Mary wants to be on it, that's fine. But that's where I would like to go. And then like Lee said, or who I can't remember who else made the motion, then we just kind of give a proposal, probably a 10-minute, 5-minute, whatever, for August, and not discuss what we should put in there, if we can even get with the city between here and then.
Yep, I would agree, and I would be comfortable appointing that group. So I'm going to ask definitely Randy. This is about the lease with St. Cloud. So I know Randy's got the relationship. He's worked on that before. We appreciated that. And looking for one or two other people to do some of that legwork with Karen and staff.
And again, I'd be part of that, Lisa. So yes, I would. So then whoever else, I take it on myself if no one else wants to do it either.
Well, Randy, you did such a great job last time. So I don't see anybody jumping up and down for this.
Looks like Mary's got her hand up.
Mary, you need to unmute.
Yeah, you're still muted, Mary.
Can't hear you.
There you go. No?
There.
Ed?
Well, is Mary ready to go?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, Mary?
Well, I'm just asking, what does this mean? What are you asking?
Karen is working on a number of items with the city, negotiating with the... Pardon me?
St. Cloud lease.
Yep.
Right? And you want what?
We're looking for a small group, no more than three people, to work with Karen and the city in negotiating some of the items in the lease. And Randy did that last time when he was chair. He was amazing at it. So I would be more than willing to help, but I have a really full plate in the next 3 weeks. So I know that's not going to work. So I'm looking for one or two other people.
I am not a good choice. I have opinions, but I'm not a good negotiator. So, Ed, are you?
Well, coming from the finance, you know, being chair of finance, I thought maybe that would be a good place for, you know, have some input there. So I'd be willing to do it with Randy.
Good. Okay, the chair is appointing Randy and Ed.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
But you guys can call me.
Okay. We don't need action on that, and we won't have action on this piece. And Karen will be in touch with Ed and Randy to coordinate. Okay, moving on to item number 12, the Central Minnesota Libraries Exchange Board appointments. Karen.
So we have three terms that need to be reappointed or filled tonight. Lee has to be reappointed. He and I have had a conversation. He said he's interested in serving another 2 years. Mary also is due to be reappointed. She also expressed interest in being appointed another 2 years. Jane and Carlin already serve, and in the other two seats, there is a vacant seat. I did have an email conversation with Ed. He said he would be willing to serve in Randy's place. So I would offer Ed's name as our fifth person. Patty, was there something I missed? Is that everything?
I don't think so. If we had the three positions and Lee and Mary continue, we just need to fill the position that Randy was temporarily taking care of.
So we need a motion?
No, we just need Lisa to appoint somebody.
No. Yes.
And it does say requested action.
Oh, sorry.
It does. So, I mean, if you're proposing...
Ed.
Reappoint those two, and then Ed said he'd be willing to serve. That would be the motion then.
Motion to reappoint, and then Ed to serve. So, yes, I'll be open to a motion for that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Mary, is there a second?
Jane. I'll second. Can you hear me?
Got it.
A second.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Patty will run the roll call.
Can I go reverse this time?
Yeah, sure.
Randy.
Yes.
Stacy.
Yes. Aye.
Michael.
Aye.
Ed.
Aye.
Lee.
Aye.
Carlin.
Aye.
Lisa.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Melissa.
Aye.
Mary.
Aye.
Jane.
Aye.
Wayne.
Aye.
Thuria.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item, 13, is board open forum. Patty, why don't you run the roll, and if anyone has a few comments to make, we will entertain those comments. Sorry, Patty. Sorry.
I have to keep looking. I'm flipping because I've got a lot of voting items this time, and so I had to use both sides. Let's see. So I guess if we want to start on top, Zuria, would you like to share anything?
Try again, Zuria.
Is that good?
Yep.
Yes. I would just like to say I was very disappointed with the St. Cloud City Council meeting yesterday. They did pass the mask mandate, which is amazing. But Paul Brennmeyer made a statement about people who have COVID wearing a sign, distinguishing them as people who are infected. And that just reminds me of the Holocaust and what started the whole thing and where we ended up. And it is very sad to say that we again hear statements like that in our community.
Okay, Wayne.
Great to see everybody's safe and healthy. Look forward to the work session in person next month. And continue to be safe. Thanks.
Jane? You have to unmute.
Okay, sorry. Same thing that Wayne said, be safe, be healthy, and make sure you wear the mask that was sent out.
Oh, yes.
Yes, thank you for that.
Nice. Mary?
Oh, same thing. Thank you. Send more masks. I appreciate it. So
lovely. You know, maybe when we're very done with the meeting, if you guys could do a screenshot with your masks on, that would be really cool.
Be fun.
Oh, what? Are you done?
Yes, okay. I'm done.
Melissa?
Thank you.
Thank you for the mask. Everyone have a great month, and I look forward to seeing you in August.
George?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the work session. I think it'll be really interesting to see the various views on these topics. And it's important we have an open discussion about it.
Lisa?
Thanks, everyone, for tonight. And thank you, Patty and staff, for all your work. I really look forward to the discussion in August. And I really ask if board members have things between meetings that they feel free to connect with me or Karen or other staff. So I appreciate the work tonight. I don't like meeting like this, so I can't wait to see you all in August.
Let's see, Carlin.
I wanted to lift up the statement that the union put out around, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, and that I think it's really important for the library mission. Because, you know, we did the survey, the user survey, 2 years ago now, and, you know, there's talk of expanding the library and, you know, expanding services to people. And I think that the library holds such a, you know, it's such an important role in the community, and we have such a diverse community that it's really important for us to be taking a stand on this. So I want to lift up the work that they put forward and the work that Karen has been doing within the library. So I'm glad to see that this is moving forward. And I too am looking forward to the work session in August.
Lee.
Okay. We need, in my opinion, a standard or a policy for items to go on the agenda, the last minutes of mission, really, is not an appropriate way to go. And also in addition, let's take a look at the, positions that we've developed before. At this point, I think we've fairly well fleshed out where we're at on matters like that in our policy discussions before. So I'm told that the correct way to use the language, there's no such thing as reiterate. There's iterate, and reiterate means you're iterating again. My point is we have taken action. We do have a position. I think that needs to be brought to the attention of ourselves. And then, you know, once you're, satisfied with it or whatever, point it out. I think we've done that job already. But I've had enough, and I'm hungry, and there's a beer in the refrigerator. See ya.
Ed?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to August when we can all meet in person. And I'd just like to say that, you know, from a Zoom meeting standpoint, I commend everybody that's been on this one, because it's been one of the more discussed and more well thought out Zoom meetings that I've had in quite some time. So I'd like to thank everybody from the finance committee to the board of trustees that did this tonight, because it was well thought, well spoken, and everybody got to voice their opinion at some point in time. So look forward to August.
Oh, Michael.
Well, there's been a lot of talk tonight, and that's fine. Just to let you all know, in Wright County's world, with the CARES Relief Fund, the first kickoff was to schools for some funding directing that way, because all the schools will have the most difficult time through this, trying to figure out which way to navigate this process. Next Monday, the governor will tell people which direction he wants us to go, and then the schools have to scramble and make it go. So be safe, have fun, and don't forget about the schools and the CARES Act.
Emily. Stacy.
I would just like to say I'll be glad to see everyone in August, and I'm very thankful for technology, but I'm tired of Zoom meetings and bad connections. So.
And Randy.
Yeah, I just want to put this out there. Since we have our new board room, if the room at the library is not available or it's got too much stuff, and I think we could have plenty of room for our board members at our new board room, and then we have at the county the time to show it off to the rest of the board members. So again, I would put that invitation out there if that possibility. Again, I'd have to confirm it that it's not being used, but maybe we could have the board or at other county board meetings or board rooms other than this one. So, but I think I could pull that off if it's not available at the Great River. Other than that, I look forward to seeing everybody in person in August.
Okay.
That's everyone.
I appreciate that. We could also do that at our government center in Elk River. Our boardroom is quite large. So does everyone have their masks? Or grab your mask and put it on. Karen's going to take a screenshot of us all.
I don't have mine with me.
I don't either. Well, I'm in the other room. All right. I can turn my camera off, maybe.
Just to let you know, this is the first time I've ever put a mask on.
Oh,
no, Randy.
You're doing it for us. All right. Ready?
Well, you can tell how that mask discussion might go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, let me make sure I got it.
I think I got Dumbo ears because it's not old.
Let me try again. My computer is not working right. Okay, let me try one more time.
Shoot.
Well, I have two screens up, so that's why it's confused. Let me.
No, I can put it on quickly because I wear a mask every time I leave my house.
And my glasses are fogging up.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, let me try here. Let's see what I got. Okay, very nice. Oh, I got JC putting it on. So, all right, everybody, hands to your side. 1, 2, 3. Okay. It looks great. Okay.
Were we all smiling right?
We were. George even had the angle. He was like this, posing, so you could see the logo. I could tell, George. Yes. Thank you, you guys.
Till later.
Thank you.
Good night.
Our next meeting is August 16th, 6 o'clock. Unless we want to start a little early. And with that, our business is complete, so we are adjourned.